Hi. So today we're going to talk about spring and we're going to talk about the ultimate guide to spring cleansing your life. So my name is Peggy Van de Plage. You're listening to the Microdose Diet podcast, where we talk about all things personal and professional developments via alternative therapy, such as microdosing psychedelics. Spring, the season of rebirth, renewal, and for some strange reason, the irresistible urge to clean everything in sight. But why stop with your cluttered garage or those dust bunnies plotting their next move under your bed? Spring is the best time to rekindle your intention and relaunch yourself into aligned actions. So to do so, you first have to remove the weeds and then plant the seeds of your success. So I wrote and spoke in the past about the benefits of cleansing as a way to get unstuck. Clearing is step zero of any transformation. You have to make space for better things to come and get rid of anything and everything that is not congruent with your vision of success. So it is now high time that you embrace a full-scale spring cleaning extravaganza with your mind, your body, your spirit, your emotions, and yes, even that junk drawer that's become a black hole for batteries and unidentified keys. You know which drawer I'm referring to. So grab your brooms and your dustpans, and we're gonna dive into the ultimate to-do list for a comprehensive spring clean that will leave you feeling refreshed, rejuvenated, and ready to take on the world. Or at least your closet. So the first thing is mind detox. And we want to clear out those mental cobwebs. So let's kick things off with a mental Marie Kondo session. If your thoughts don't spark joy, it's time to thank them for their service and show them the door. Are your limiting beliefs telling you that you suck, you can do this, you should be better, and so on? Well, let's fire them once and for all. An easy fix is to start by unfollowing the negativity on social media. And yes, that includes that friend who posts nothing but a perfect life. We all know she's lying about enjoying kale. Replace doom scrolling with something uplifting, like cat videos or whatever makes your neurons do the happy dance. My favorite thing to do before an important chat, such as an interview with the Wall Street Journal, is to watch videos from Fail Army. Yes, I know I am a terrible person, but there is something magical in seeing people sliding on frozen sidewalks, falling from their canoes, and getting kicked from devices that were obviously made for a small child. The second thing you want to focus on is your body. Let's get moving. So your body is your temple. So let's do some spring cleaning on the old homestead. Start by dusting off those workout clothes and actually putting them to use. Dance like nobody's watching, jog like you're actually mildly enthusiastic about it, or just stretch to reach the remote better. Whatever gets you moving. Consider a detox by swapping out one of your daily coffees for, dare I say, water. Your liver and kidneys will throw you a thank you parade. And don't forget about those colonics. So for the past few weeks, I have been on no alcohol, no dairy, no sugar, no wheat detox. Is it life-changing? Absolutely. Now I only have to choose between three ingredients when preparing my meal. Did I lose weight? Barely. Do I feel great about myself? Totally. This diet is probably the most empowering thing I have ever done. And you know what? You might elect to take Epsom salts bath every night instead of going on such a hard detox. That works too. So third, the spirit. Let's make sure you are also working on your spirit. So your spirit is like that one drawer you shove everything into. And it's really time to tidy it up. So you can try meditation, but you know, if sitting quietly isn't your thing, meditative activities like knitting, gardening, or even coloring can do wonders. The goal is to find peace, even if it's just 5 minutes hiding in the bathroom from your kids, your pets, or your significant other. Tapping meditation is a magical tool for accessing more serenity and calming the F down. I am actually linking a video that I uploaded from my masterclass, which is a tapping video that you can follow along after me, which is on reducing stress, feeling safe, and finding more peace. The fourth aspect of your spring clean is emotional deep clean. Emotions can be messy, we know that, and it is time to declutter those feelings you've been storing in the back of your emotional closet. Write a letter to someone who hurt you, and then ceremoniously burn it. Of course, safely, please. We are cleansing, we are not summoning the fire department. Laugh, cry, scream into a pillow, let it all out. You'll feel lighter, and your pillow might appreciate the attention. And if your emotion need a bit more of TLC, journaling is a fabulous way to process old stuff. And I also actually recorded a podcast on why journaling is so beneficial, so you can find that as well. Another aspect of your spring cleanse is the actual cleaning part, the physical cleanse. Yes, we have to talk about actual cleaning. Make it fun by blasting your favorite tunes or turning it into a workout. You squat while you sweep. I heard that that's what Carrie Underwood was doing with her kids. Organize that junk drawer, donate clothes you have not worn in a year, and finally, tackle that scary shelf in the fridge. Yes, we know which one. You know which one I'm talking to. Remember, cleanliness is next to godliness, and who doesn't want to be a deity of detergent? And remember, anything and everything that is not congruent with your vision needs to go. Yes, that includes the old knickknacks from your mother, the out of fashion too small clothes, and the books you will never read. So be smart about this cleanse. So the microdose diet is your 90-day term guide to refresh, restart, relaunch, reset, and get to the next level, your next level. Let it be your Sherpa to more success, passion, and happiness. It doesn't have to be difficult nor complex, just one step at a time. And in 90 days, you will be upgraded. So the book, The Microdose Diet, is out on May 7th. The masterclass is out on May 4th. The Brain Power Microdose is already available. So you have no excuses for not launching into spring action. So here is your to-do list summary. Your mind, unfollow negativity, follow joy. Your body, move in fun ways, hydrate like you love yourself. Spirit, Find your zen, whatever it may hide. Emotions, let it all out safely. Physical cleaning, clean with gusto, dance with a mop. So this spring, let's commit to cleaning up our act. All facets of it. By summers, you'll be so light, fresh, and clutter-free, you might just float away, or at least you feel like it. So here is to dusting off the old and welcoming the new. One laugh and one cleaning shelf at a time. Happy spring cleaning. Have a wonderful day.